many times have we heard, how many times have you told your high school or college age children, don't post anything on the internet that you wouldn't want a prospective employer to see, or your mother for that matter? Well, sometimes, you know, you forget what may be lurking on Facebook from years ago. So maybe it is time for a scan. Leora Tal is the co-founder of RepNup, a firm that will run a free check of your Facebook page. And he joins us now to tell us more, maybe more than we want to know. Leora, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Meredith.
In this day and age, this sounds like a great idea. What does RepNup stand for? Is the rep for reputation?
Exactly. Yeah, we're trying to kind of improve people's reputation and make sure that, you know, they look better when they apply to college or when they, try to get a new job or something like that. Even a date, you know, today is also a big market today. People tend to look at each other's Facebook account and Twitter and Instagram and so forth before they offer a date or to agree to a date.
How long have you been doing this?
We started as a company that developed technology, unique technology for profiling users a couple of years ago. Some of my partners are, you know, what we call the propeller heads. They are PhDs from some of the elite technological institutions in Israel, PhDs in computer science and computer vision, machine learning, and so forth. And we've been doing this for about 3-4 months now. We started and we did not anticipate the load of users that would start to come to the site and use the service. We had a couple of coverage by online newspapers and blogs, and it seems to be something that really matters to people because there's a lot of financial implications to something like this.
Well, and I think part of it is, too, is everybody's posting so much and putting so much online and on their social media, they forget. They forget. And then, you know, years ago, they were 21 and then they're 28. And all of a sudden they think, well, I'm a different person now. Uh-oh, what did I put on there when I was 21? So tell us how this works. We just sign up?
Yeah, it's basically just signing up and connecting the service to your Facebook account, which is very simple, just one click. And then the service starts to scan not only the text that you posted and commented and liked and shared and so forth, but also images and soon videos as well. And basically uses some machine learning algorithms and computer vision to detect those items that are related to things like alcohol and violence and inappropriate language and sex and so forth. And at the end of the process, which takes a couple of hours, and it also depends on the number of items that you have, the service sends you a report that you can see all the items. You can click on an item and get to the right place exactly where it is on your social network. And then you can either remove it or change the privacy and so forth and kind of clean your reputation.
It's interesting what you guys find, because I read a piece that the reporter did, and you scanned her Facebook page and you found certain phrases like murdered someone with my bare hands. And she said it's taken out of context. I mean, it's good to see it, but it was taken out of context because she was writing about her 4-year-old who was giving her a manicure. And she said it looked like I murdered someone with my bare hands was the whole post. So you never know what you're going to get.
This is why we're using some artificial intelligence to kind of try and understand better, you know, when someone say murder or drinking or things like that, you know, what exactly or what the right meaning is. And you know, we find a lot of funny things.
I can imagine.
We see a lot of things related to alcohol. You know, we kind of have a joke between us that people should not use social networks when they're drunk. It's really funny, you know, the things that are coming at that time.
I would ask you to tell us some of the things that you've read and seen, but this is a family radio station, so I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Can you give us something clean?
I can give you, an example, you know, of someone who was taking probably a ski trip, and she writes something like, on the ski bus, it's the best, you know. So far, we had beer, mimosa, Rome, blah, 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 and it's only 11:30 in the morning. So you're seeing, you know, those type of things that later on, you know, your college, you know, admission officer or your potential employer or even your current employer or date might see. And, you know, those are not the type of things you want people to think of you. It's amazing to think or to know, you know, how much impact things like this may have on your future.
Yeah, they'd come back and bite you. All right. Clean up your reputation with RepNup. Leora Tal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.